In the name of the glorious Trinity, Father and Son and Holy Spirit, forever. Amen. Glory be to the everlasting mercies which sent you to us, O Christ, the light of the world and the life of all. Give us wisdom by your law and enlighten our impulses by your knowledge. Sanctify our souls by your truth and grant that we may be obedient to your words and may fulfill your commandments at every hour. O you who enlightens the rational with the knowledge of your greatness, do enlighten, O my Lord, our thoughts, that we may meditate upon your holy and divine scriptures at all times, O Lord of all, Father and Son and Holy Spirit forever. Amen.
Double-Edged Sword, a Christian podcast ministry presented by Father Gennard Lazar. Father Gennard is a parish priest of the Mud-Edda Parish of the Assyrian Church of the East in Turlock, California. Here's Father Gennard.
We've all heard of the term, thanks for nothing. And we say that many a times. But when we really think about that, that is not an invalid statement when it comes to our Christian life. That should be our attitude towards God when we offer our thanksgiving to Him. We thank Him for nothing because we thank Him for what He is, not for what we receive and what He does for us. He's glorious, He's gracious, He's merciful. In His nature, He is sovereign. And we offer Him thanksgiving, not expecting to receive anything, but out of the gracious mercy and love that He has, He then provides for us. Being grateful for not receiving what you wanted and prayed for. We always thank God for what He has given us. What about for what we don't receive? Thank Him for what He is and who He is. There is a key point and truth in the Lord's Prayer, and I believe we overlook and miss. Thy will be done. Jesus taught us the Lord's Prayer, that when we confess that He is our Father who is in heaven, whose name should be hallowed or sanctified, that is, set apart, nurtured, respected, revered, worshipped in our hearts, in our minds, in our souls, in our lives, that His will to be done and not our will. Why did Jesus say that? Because the Father's will, the Father's desire, according to the scriptures, is Luke chapter 12, verse 32. To give us the kingdom. That is His desire. John chapter 60 verse 40. His desire is that everyone who sees the Son and believes in Him shall, not has, shall have life eternal. And Jesus will raise these up at the last day. Because God's will, God's desire in 1 Timothy 2:4 is that we live in Christ and turn to the knowledge of the truth. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, God's will or God's desire is that everything, in everything, we be thankful. 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 4, God's will, God's desire is our sanctification and that we may be distant from all fornication. Nothing to do with the earthly essentials, requirements, and needs, right? Nothing. It's all about the kingdom of heaven, all about the last day when the Lord returns, that we remain thankful to know Him in truth, to rid ourselves from fornications and adultery and immorality. Nothing pertaining to the essentials to the food and the drink and the clothing and the cars and the jobs and the education. The question is begged, right? Why? Well, the answer is in Luke chapter 12, verses 31 to 32. But you seek the kingdom of God, and all of these things which I mentioned shall be added to you. Fear not, little flock, for your Father is disposed, and he's desired, he is pleased to give you, again, the kingdom of heaven, or the kingdom of God. God knows what we need. God knows when we need it. God knows how we need it. God knows if we really do need it at all. And God knows why are we asking for it. He knows the motives. He knows the intention. He knows the mindset, beloved. And knowing all this, being a glorious, loving, kind, long-suffering, merciful, compassionate, lover of mankind, Father, compared to our biological fathers, we need to wait and trust in him. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 9 to 11, Jesus instructs and says, "For what man is there among you?" Listen to this, and I love this verse because I apply it to myself. I too am a father. I am a grandfather. "For what man is there among you of whom, if his son asks for bread, will he reach him a stone? Will he give him a stone? Or if he asks him a fish, will he reach him a serpent?" Listen to this. "If you then, who are evil," because we have the fallen nature, we have the brokenness, we have the tendency to sin, not because we sinned with the original sin and we have the punishment, we have the intent, we have the inclination of sinning because of our fallen and broken state. "You who are evil know how to give good gifts to your children. How much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to them that ask him?" Don't grumble and whinge and huff and puff when you don't receive. Be thankful. Be thankful that you have the Lord's attention when you do the sign of the cross and you proclaim the glorious name of the Holy Trinity, Father and Son and Holy Spirit. The Lord's attention is with you. He has inclined his ear to you. That is gracious in its own. Be thankful for whatever you receive, but more so for what you are not receiving, because God knows why, beloved. You know, we think that when we come to God, you know, we are in such a place where we have the worthiness, we have the audacity to ask, and that we shall receive. It's only by God's grace, Jesus says, that you will receive. And we do receive. Every prayer, beloved, every prayer that you have lifted at the presence of God, at the cross of our Lord, has been answered. Every prayer is answered. Right now, you're ready to put on the gloves and go one-on-one with me. "No, I've been asking God for so long, and no, I haven't had an answer." Yes, you have had your reply. I sent an email to His Holiness Marawa, our Catholicos Patriarch, our beloved Patriarch. And during his last visit, I said, "Gesi, or Your Holiness, you didn't reply to my email." He said, "Gosh, I did." So obviously, the next thing you're inclined to do is go through your phone, see if there's a reply. "No, I guess you look. No, I have received." No. "I did reply to you." I said, I know where you're going with this. Because his predecessor, the late Mardenha, memory eternal, would claim the same thing. No, I did reply. My non-reply is my reply. Me not answering you is a reply. I didn't answer you. So our requests, our petitions, our beseechings, our prayers are answered, beloved. One reason why we don't receive can be, as stated in James chapter 4, not our answers, our prayers are not answered. One reason that we don't receive what we pray for is in James chapter 4, verse 3. You ask and not receive because you ask wickedly that you may pamper your lusts. Going back to God knows exactly why we are asking. What is our motive? Wickedness. Why do we need it? To show off. Why do we need it? To pamper our lusts, our desires. Why do we not receive? Asking according to our own will, our own understanding, our own intellect, and our own timing. But our prayers are answered. Maybe we don't receive, but they are answered, beloved. Matthew 7:7, ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened to you. The answer could be yes, it will be given to you. No, it will not be given to you. That is an answer. God is answering. No. Remember, his non-reply, non-provision is an answer. No, possibly not now or not like this. And whenever I speak about John 7:7 and mention the answers that we receive for our prayers, it brings to mind when in Sydney we were looking for a place to worship, to celebrate the liturgy of Holy Eucharist in Matraville, Gumdita, in the city area. And one of my brother deacons, Deacon Robin Hermes, he and I would travel to, you know, visit churches, and he actually had a dream that we were in the hall, his primary school hall or the elementary school hall, and there was people packed there, and we were doing service. So we went and visited that school and we spoke to the principal, and the principal said, yeah, definitely, we will be more than happy to allow you to use our premises for your Sunday worship. This is going 15 years maybe, correct me if I'm wrong, Metroville residents, 15 years ago. Now, when we came back, we were looking for a table. We wanted to do something. We wanted to acquire a table to use as the actual offering table, the altar. So we kept coming up with these ideas. You know, I'm going to ask my uncle, my late uncle, God rest his soul, my auntie's husband, Yushia. He was a handyman. He was a carpenter. I'm going to ask him to make it. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. And then we're driving past and we thought, you know, let's go into Bunnings Warehouse, which is now equivalent to Home Depot, right? And as we walked in, we saw this table, which was so adequate, so proper, so meat, and thought, oh, Shamasha, look. And we saw that it was, I can't remember the price, $200, right? Oh, here it is. And then we walked in and we found another table, even more adequate and cheaper. I stopped and said to Shamasha, we need to rely on God's guidance on this, not our own understanding. Because we were praying that we would find something adequate, and we found something adequate according to our standards, but God was saying, no, not like this. I want this. At times, beloved, in life, every time we pray, we must always remember and admit and understand and acknowledge that our prayers are answered, but they are not always answered the way we want them, the time we want them. But at the same time, we do not cease from giving thanks to the Lord God, who has lent us his ear. You know, when you when you attain or when you score an audience with the President of the United States of America just to visit and pay a visit and just to be in the presence and to, you know, take some selfies and what have you. Hey, met the President, right? You're so overwhelmed and overjoyed by that presence because you had the audience of a prominent person. How much more shall we be thankful and glorify God and tell the world that this morning, and I want to tell the world this morning, those who are listening, let me tell you something. This morning, I had God's ear. This morning, I had God's attention. Because when I went down on my knees and I did the sign of the cross and I claimed and proclaimed the name of the Holy Trinity, the Father and Son and Holy Spirit, and I entered into the presence of my Lord, my God, my Creator, and I was made worthy, I was deemed worthy by Him to speak to Him, to utter His name on my lips, my unworthy, most defiled lips, and I had the opportunity to present Him my requests and my requirements, my prayer points, and I had the blessings of presenting them, mingling my prayers and my requests by His holy saints who are alive in paradise, and I was even more graciously honored and blessed to present them in that precious, majestic, dominant name of my Lord and my Savior, His Son, Jesus Christ, and to pray them in the name of the Holy Trinity, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. I am grateful. Thank You, Lord. Even if I do not receive, Lord, I know that it is Your perfect timing, understanding, judgment, and knowledge. We must keep in mind, beloved, that we truly are not worthy, but that it is the mercifulness of the grace of God that draws us near to ask, that helps us to dare to approach our Lord God, Creator of heaven and earth. When we do, we constantly remind ourselves and confess that in truth, O my Lord, we are not worthy. Someone asked me, what shall I pray during the day? Like, what is a good prayer to pray constantly during the day? Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me. In truth, O my Lord, I am not worthy. Lord, absolve the sins and transgressions of Your servants. You can repeat this gazillion times, beloved. Each time we encounter difficult situations and circumstances in our minds, in our hearts, Lord, in truth, I am not worthy. Lord, absolve the sins and transgressions of my servants. Or just simply, Lord Jesus Christ. Because remember, demons shudder when they hear the name of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Keep in mind that God is not our servant. God cannot be consulted and expected to reply at the click of our finger, hasty to say that. St. John Chrysostom writes in regards to the three youth in the book of Daniel, chapter 3, verses 17 to 18, who were thrown in the fiery furnace. Their names were Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I encourage you to read the book of Daniel. Faithful people who ended up in the furnace by the will of God. Now that's a hiccup in their Christian life or their life with the Lord. He goes on to say, would you like to learn words of thanksgiving? Listen unto three children saying, we have sinned. We have transgressed. You are righteous, O Lord, in that You have done unto us because You have brought all things upon us by Your true judgment. When you don't receive, you do not ask why. We confess, I am a sinner. I have transgressed, Lord. You are righteous. It is because of your true judgment and righteousness that I don't receive. But thank you, Lord. I still glorify you and offer my thanksgiving for listening to me, a peasant, a sinner with a defiled stench. St. John Chrysostom goes on to say, for to confess one's sin, this is to give thanks with confession unto God. When you don't receive and you confess that you are a sinner, there's your thanksgiving. Because God knows the time, the place, the way, and why you are asking. So when we do not receive after a certain period of time that have been, praying and asking, and at times we think, well, I'm not asking for anything that's out of the ordinary. I'm asking something that is so spiritual and something that is so God-pleasing. Well, maybe for you it is God-pleasing, but maybe there is an evil desire or a unholy intention behind it. Remember, Jesus said, not all who call me Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. Many will say on that day, Lord, we cast out demons. These people were casting out demons in Jesus' name, but they were doing it most probably for pride, for personal gain. You know, when you turn on the television and, oh, I can see someone that has just joined us, and I know this person is going to plant a seed of $1,000, and I'm going to send you this holy water. You know, these are the people Jesus will say, I do not know you. Depart from me. Because you know what the motive is. It's that ill gain, is the loot, the wealth. When we do not receive and we think that we haven't received, sometimes we're so preoccupied with what's happening around us and how we want God to reply to our prayers and grant us our prayers, we tend to overlook neglect the fact that, yes, we have received. But when we feel that we haven't, we need to say, like the three children in the furnace, we have sinned, we have transgressed. You are righteous, O Lord, in all that you have done unto us, because you have brought all things upon us by a true judgment. So be thankful and not demanding. Be thankful for nothing from God. Be thankful to God, for he is God, praise his name. God knows what we require, when we require it, how we require it, and if we require it or not. And most importantly, what is our motive? Examine your motive, examine your intention, and wait unto the Lord God. Unto him be glory, unto the ages of ages, now and forever and ever. Amen. One last thing, please also don't forget to rate and review this podcast and share with your friends and family. If you'd like to suggest future episodes or give us detailed feedback, please visit the link in the description or on our Instagram, linktr.ee/double-edged sword. God bless you all.